Excuse me for asking, but how many corpses do you usually run into in the course of your job? I ask. Too many, since you showed up. We turn the street corner into a brick-walled alley, crowded by wheelie bins and smelling of vagrant piss. But since you ask, I'm a detective inspector. You get to see lots of vile stuff on the beat. Something in her expression tells me I'm on dangerous ground here, but I persist. Well, this is the laundry. It's our job to deal with seven shades of vile shit so that people like you don't have to. I take a deep breath. And before we go in, I figured I should warn you that you're going to think Fred and Rosemary West work for us, and Harold Shipman's the medical officer. At this point, she goes slightly pale. The demon DIYers and Dr. Death are the acme of British serial killerdom after all, but she doesn't flinch. And you're the good guys? Sometimes I have my doubts, I sigh. Well, join the club. I have a feeling she's going to make it, if she lives through the next hour. Enough bullshit. This is the street-level entrance to the facilities block under Headquarters Building 1. You saw what those fuckers did with the cameras at the car pound and Site Able. If my guess is straight, they're going to do it all over again here, or worse. From here, there's a secure line to several of the Met's offices, including various borough-level control systems, such as the Camden Town Control Center. Scorpion Stair isn't ready for nationwide deployment. What the hell would justify that? She demands, eyes wide. You do not have clearance for that information. Amazing how easily the phrase trips off the tongue. Besides, it'd give you nightmares. But you're the one who mentioned hell, and as I was saying... I stop with an overflowing dumpster between us and the anonymous doorway. Our pet lunatic, who killed all those folks at Dillinger Associates, and who is now in a committee meeting upstairs, could conceivably upload bits of Scorpion Stare to the various camera control centers, which is why we are going to stop him by bringing down the intranet backbone cable in and out of the laundry's headquarters, which would be easy if this was a bog-standard government office, but a little harder in reality because the laundry has guards, and some of those guards are very special, and some of those very special guards will try to stop us by eating us alive.
Eating? Us?
Josephine is looking a little glassy.
Did I tell you that I don't do headhunters? That's recruitment's job.
Look, I say gently, have you ever seen Night of the Living Dead? It's really not all that different, except that I've got permission to be here, and you've got a temporary warrant card too, so we should be all right. A thought strikes me. You're a cop. Have you been through firearms training? Click-clack.
Yes,
she says dryly. Next question.
Great. If you just take that away from my nose, that's better. It won't work on the guards. Sorry, but they're already metabolically challenged. However, it will work very nicely on the CCTV cameras, which...
Okay, I get the picture. We go in, we stay out of the frame unless we want to die. She makes the pistol vanish inside her jacket and looks at me askance. For the first time since the car pound, with something other than irritation or dislike. Probably wondering why I didn't flinch. Obvious, really. Compared with what's waiting for us inside, a little intracranial air conditioning is a relatively painless way to go. And besides, if she was seriously pissed at me, she could have gotten me alone in a nice soundproofed cell back in her manor with a pair of size 12 boots and their occupants. We're going to go in there and you're going to talk our way past the zombies while I shoot out all the cameras, right? Right. And then I'm going to try to figure out how to take down the primary switchgear, the backup substation, the diesel generator, and the batteries for the telephone switch and the protected computer ring main all at the same time so nobody twigs until it's too late, while fending off anyone who tries to stop us. Clear?
As mud.
She stares at me.
I always wanted to be on TV, but not quite this way.
Yeah, well. I glance up the side of the building, which is windowless as far as the third floor, and then the windows front onto empty rooms 3 feet deep, just to give the appearance of occupation. I'd rather call in an airstrike on the power station, but there's a hospital 2 blocks that way and an old folks' home on the other side. You ready? She nods.
Okay.
And I take a step round the wheelie bin and knock on the door.